Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tez Zayin Amabez. We just read the Agadata of Shlosha Svarim Niftachim on Rosh Hashanah, one of Rishayim, one of Tzadikim, one of Benonim, and Benonim, as we said at the end of yesterday, are Tzluyim Va'omdim, hang in the balance until we get to Yom Kippur. This Gemara is the basis for a machlokas between the Ramah and the Magen Avram in Simin, Tuf Kuf Pei Beis, about what we are supposed to wish each other on Rosh Hashanah night. And we know the Ramah says, we say L'shana Tova, Techasei V'sei Chaseim. Right, that's what the Ramah says, and that's what the Gra also holds. L'shana Tova, Techasei, without saying V'sei Chaseim. Just Techasei. Why? Because the Chasima happens for most people on Yom Kippur, based on our Gemara. Mashiach says the Magen Avraham, our minug is L'shana Tova, Techasei V'sei Chaseim, and most of many of us go, L'alto L'chaim Tovim, we say a whole sentence after that. But at least according to the Gemara, L'shana Tova Tikasiv Sechasim says the Magen Avraham. Why? So the explanation given is that because we're wishing everybody that they're a tzaddik. Right? Tzaddik is Nechta V'Nechtam even on Rosh Hashanah. So that's why that's the basis for the Minag Yisrael. So when we do that on Rosh Hashanah night, we're not just wishing, but we're giving a bracha. That you really are one of the tzaddikim, tzaddikim gemurim, which have the chasima tonight. So that's why that is what we said. The other answer could be is like the process is starting, even if not, we're still, it is MS, because Tikasev tonight, Vasechasev next week, so even if you want to say it's related to the MS and not just related to a bracha, one can still explain it according to the Magen Avraham. The big question that the Bali Musar deal with on this Gemara is that what is the definition of a Beinoni? It says Beinoni or Tzluyim Va'omdim. And the philosophical problem is that how many Beinoni, what is a Beinoni? So if you look at Rashi, this Rashi is on really the next Gemara, so you might say it's b'mechalik, but the last two Rashis on the Daf says Rishayim Gemurim Rubam Avonos Beinonim Mechsa Al Mechsa. So that Rashi is on the next piece, which we're going to read. But let's say it's the same definition as this Gemara. So what's a Beinoni? Somebody who's half and half. Tzadik is more mitzvahs, Rashi is more averus, and Beinoni is half and half. How many people in the world are exactly half and half? How many Jews in the world are exactly half and half mitzvahs and averus? 5, 6. All of us are Yisrael Tshuva is for 5 or 6 people. Most of the world's finished. How many people have exactly the same mitzvahs on a virus? It's unbelievable, says the Gemara. So, but that's what it sounds like. The Pasha's definition is that. So that's one question. The other question is on the Shitas HaRambam. Because when the Rambam quotes his Gemara, when he says, if you're a Beinoni and you want to be Zoche B'din, he says, if you do Tshuva during a Yisrael Tshuva, so then you're Zoche L'chaim. And if not, you're Nechtav L'misa. So ask all the Bali Musar on the Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam say if you do any mitzvah? If you're just half and half, so why doesn't the Rambam say, do any mitzvah and you tip the scale? And then you're Zoche L'chaim, why dafke is it tshuva? So a number of answers given, I'll mention quickly 3 of them, and then we'll move on. Number one is the Emek Bracho. Emek Bracho gives a charifus, so maybe gets to the MS. And that is, Aseres Yimei Tshuva are the first 10 days of the following year. Right? Let's say Tavshin Sabach Zayin finished, and now Tavshin Sabach Ches. How can I change the books on the previous year? So what, I do an extra mitzvah. So do I add on 10 extra mitzvahs. That's not going to change the count. That's not going to change the scale. The only thing that goes backwards is tshuva. Tshuva is the only thing that could erase averus from the previous year. That's why you have to do tshuva, says the Rambam. Because if it's mechza al mechza, you can't just add on because that's for the next year already. Right? The sheet is closed for the previous year. Only tshuva can help. That's one answer is given. The Koch Hayar, Rav Yitzchak Bluzer, gives another answer. He says, the Gemara we had, I think it was on a Shabbos, Menachem did it at the end of Maseches Yuma, where it talks about how one of the Amoraim is going to be mamsi themselves and make themselves available to a butcher who had not said, I'm sorry to them. And the other Amora, who sees him going there, says, you're going to kill the guy. So he says, no, I'm just making myself available. And he goes there, and the butcher sees him. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to say I'm sorry. And the butcher ends up getting killed. So what's the pshat? When we don't say I'm sorry, that's one thing. But when the person who we wronged comes, and then we don't say I'm sorry, and we lose that opportunity, so that's even worse. Says the Koch Fleyar, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to us and is close to us during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Tirsho Hashem Bihimatzo, and if we don't use that opportunity, so then that's even worse than Stam not taking advantage of another mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam says Asa Tshuva. Final answer, and then we'll move on, is given by, based on the Gra. I saw this in the Sifsei Chaim. We have 2 of Sifsei Chaim today. Chaim Friedlander. It's a Talmud of Rav Dessler. So the Sifsei Chaim says, based on a Gra, because there's a Gemara at the end of Brachas, also where the Gemara says, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. Rishayim Yetzer Hara Shoftan. A Tzadik Yetzer Tov Shoftan. What does that mean? And a Beinoni Zevezeh Shoftan. Explains the Gra in that Gemara in Brachas Lamech Alf. What does that mean? A tzaddik and a rasha doesn't mean exactly half and half. No, a tzaddik is somebody who basically does the right thing. Their yetzer tov guides them. Once in a while they mess up. Everybody messes up. Everybody does some averis, but a tzaddik basically does the right thing. A rasha, he basically does the wrong thing. Okay, everybody does a mitzvah here or there. But basically a rasha is yetzer hara shoftan. A beinoni is wishy-washy. A beinoni is sometimes this, sometimes that. We're a beinoni, right? We can't make up our minds. We make a bracha with kavana. We don't make a bracha with kavana. We say the lashon hara. We don't say, we're wishy-washy. So says the Rav Chaim Freelander, relating that grud to this gemara, this Rambam, asa tshuva means that you make yourself into a tzaddik from a beinoni. It's not like Rashi, like we thought from Rashi, that it's half and half. But tzaddik means somebody who's yetzer tov shofta, that he's leading that way. It's sort of the opposite. A beinoni is somebody who's in the middle, whose personality is a wishy-washy personality. And dafka, asa tshuva means to change our personalities to make us yetzer tov shofta. Yeah.
What about the fact that according to tomorrow, that's
Oh, so that's a question the Rabban asks. According to this Gemara, what does it mean that Tzadikim should never die? Rishonim should die that year. So maybe it means Zoche Bidin Zeh, or Mechayev Bidin Zeh, that regarding this din, then they're forever sealed. They might not see their punishment until the future. That's the way that most understand it. Again, you can't get out of, you know, Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rashim Etovlo, Moshe and Eov couldn't understand. So, but at least that's the way that this Gemara is understood. It means bedin, a specific din, they have nechta'am, and they're going to get paid for it, la'asin lafa. Okay, Tanya, six lines up. Tanya, Beishamai, Omer, Gibbo, Kitos, Hein, Li, Yomadin. There are three groups, says Beishamai, in the world, Yomadin, Rashi here says, Bizman Tchiyas HaMesim. Bizman Tchiyas HaMesim, there are three groups. Achashol Tzadikim Geburim, Achashol Rishonim Geburim, Achashol Beinonim, Tzadik Rasha Beinoni, Tzadikim Geburim, Nechtavim, Nechtavim, La'alter, L'chaye Olam. Tzadikim are finished right away. L'chaim. Rishonim Geburim, Nechtavim, Nechtavim, La'alter, L'gehenim. Right away, Rishonim are Nechtav, Nechtam to Gehenim. Shneemar, V'rabim, Yesheni, Admas, Ofar, many of those who sleep in the ground, Yakitsu, they will wake up. Right, that's what we say in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, right? L'sheni Afar. That's talking about Tchiyas HaMesim. Eilu l'chaye Olam. These will wake up for chaye Olam, the tzaddikim. Ve'eilu l'charafos l'diron Olam. And these will wake up for embarrassment. Beinonim yordin l'gehenim u'mitzafzafin ve'olam. The Beinonim, the middle ones, go down to Gehenim u'mitzafzafin. Rashi says they're there for a little bit and they're screaming and crying because of the pain and then they leave ve'olam and they go up. Shenamarve, that's how you know there are three groups. Shenamarve, Hivesi, Yasashlishas, Ba'ish, I will put a third of them in fire. Utsraftim, Kitsrofas, Akesef, I will cleanse them like I cleanse silver. Ubachatim, Kivchonis, Azahav, Hu Yikra, Bishmi, Va'ani, Ene, Oso, I will answer them. Just before we read the next line, what exactly is Gehenim? Gehenim. Gehinom. Gehenim. I just saw a beautiful thought, again, another Rav Chaim Freelander. From Rav Dessler, based on Rav Dessler, but I read if you're Rav Chaim Freelander in Moadim, page Shin Samaches. HaGehenim Mahu. Says, what's Gehenim? HaHargasha HaAmitis BaOlam HaEmes BeHeder UBureikanus SheBenefesh. A feeling of realizing the truth. HaBa'a MiBitl Mitzvos Aseh VeAvera Alos Aseh. VeHatumah VeHarichuk MeHashem Yizbarach SheHaAvera Yotzeres BeNishmas HaAdam. Hargasha she'ein adam chashba ba'olam hazeh, shehu olam shel hester, zehu ha'onesh shel ha'avera. Again, what many sources say, the avera itself is the onesh. There's not going to be any more onesh. But it's just that at the time in the future, in Gehenim or Gan Eden, we will have the natural results of doing things that God said or doing things that God said not to do. And we will see how far that took us from God or how close that brought us to God, and that itself will be the onesh. And that also will be the reward. You know what Gehenim's going to be? We will just be standing there, distant from God, realizing what our actions did and the results. So it's the Olam HaEmes, because we're going to see the MS results of our actions. It's not going to be fires or burnings. That itself is going to be tremendous pain, tremendous embarrassment, when we realize we did something and that we lost an opportunity. So that's at least one aspect of what we talk about Gehenim. What does Gehenim mean? So the Beinonim have to get certain kinks worked out, and then they're going to leave. Like everybody has certain mistakes, but again, that's what that's his definition of Gehenim, which is something that we have to keep in mind.
It's like a similar concept that the Asim Lava, when Hashem checks the
right, the Yetzer Hara will be big, be small. The Gemara in Sukkah.
Will be crying,
Right, the Sadiq will be crying, the Rishonim will be big. Right, so again, it's a similar concept. It's the same thing. They'll just be Makar the Emes. They'll just be Makar the Emes. Excellent. Right, based on that Gemara we had. Beautiful. V'aleim Arachana, one more line, says Beishamai, and about these people that are going to be there in Gehenna a little bit to then brought up, Chana said, Hashem memis umechaya morid sheol vayal. Hashem causes to die and then brings to life. Morid sheol vayal, he brings down to the depths and he lifts them up. Right? A pasuk from Shiras Chana. I saw an unbelievable vart a few weeks ago from the Chidah on this pasuk. Right? We see Chana here is saying this pasuk. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Chana is talking about the Bnei Korach. When Chelek says, Morishava, y'all, we know Bnei Korach, Bnei Korach the Tshuva, somewhat, so the Rashi quotes in Korach that they had a high place in Gehenna, they eventually went up. Why is Chana davening for Bnei Korach? Why is Chana davening for Bnei Korach? So we know that Shmuel HaNavi comes from Korach. Shmuel HaNavi comes from Korach, that's his ancestor. And Rashi quotes in Parshas Korach that Korach was a smart guy. He was a genius. So what led him astray? Rashi quotes this. Korach pikecha yamara l'shtus zeh. Eino hitaso. His eye made him mistaken. Ra'a shalshelas gadol yosef imanu. He looked in the future, Korach, and he saw Shmuel HaNavi coming from him. He says, Shmuel HaNavi, and I'm not going to be the greatest Kohen Gadol. I'm not going to be up there. It must be that I'm right to be the Kohen Gadol. What's Aaron doing? What's Moshe doing? So he looked in the future, and he... part of it, in an indirect way, says the Chidah, in a very indirect way, Shmuel HaNavi was kind of the cause of Korach's downfall. He kind of, in a very obviously indirect, wasn't his fault, indirect way, says the Chidah, he caused his downfall. So says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Chana daven for the Bnei Korach. During Shiras Dvora, after she had the child, so then in Perek Beis of Shmuel, in Shiras Chana, I'm sorry, what did I say, Dvora? Shiras Chana, Shiras Chana, so he says, "Bavarsha Korach chatav b'nei Shirash Shmuel Navi Yotzi Menu Nimsa Kihi Ubanahe Mein Siba Rechoka V'Ksas Grama Ba'Avira Hanal." And that's why Chana davens so that the Zchus of Shmuel was just born, Zchus of Shmuel shouldn't be affected at all by the Bnei Korach, and she davens so that that he would be able to be lifted up. Okay, so that is that. Also interesting that the Haftorah for Parshas Korach is a few prakim after this in Shmuel Aleph, when Shmuel HaNavi is giving a review of all of Jewish history. So that's the Haftorah that we read, because in there he says, I know Moshe and Aaron were chosen, I know you weren't chosen, but after we read that, because Shmuel is a descendant of Korach, and there are other connections, but this is one of them. You got to remember that Chidah. Morid Shal Vayal, Davka Chana is davening for Bnei Korach. Okay, let's continue. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai. The Beinonim don't go to Gehenim and then come out a little bit, but for Rav Chesed, Mata Klapi Chesed. Hashem is great in kindness. He tilts towards Chesed. Meaning, if somebody is a Beinoni, he just lets them off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it, I'll let it slide. Olam Omer, David, Ahavtik, Yishpah, Hashem is Koli. Unbelievable. We're going to say Hallel today. We're going to darshan a little bit about Hallel. Tomorrow is about Chanukah, so tomorrow's daf is about Chanukah on Zos Chanukah. Ahavti Yishma Hashem is Koli. David HaMelech says, I love Hashem, because Hashem hears my voice. V'aleim Amar David, Kol HaParsha Kula Dalosi V'lui Hoshia. The whole Parsha talks about Dalosi, as the Gemara is going to say later on. David HaMelech feels poor in mitzvos, and still Hashem saves him. Meaning that shows that Beis Hillel holds that Hashem is Rav Chesed, and it does not send the Beinonim to Gehenna. Next, period. Poshi, so Begufon, Poshi, Umos Ha'olam Begufon, the sinners of Israel and the sinners of the Umos Ha'olam with their bodies. We'll define those a little bit later. Yordin LeGehenna, they go down to Gehenna. V'nidam Ba'yud Be'chodesh, and they get judged for Yud Be'chodesh. By the way, that's why the Minhag Ashkenazim is to say Kaddish only for 11 months, not for 12 months, because we don't want to say anybody Chas V'Shalom is a Rasha. So that's why we say for 11 months, because we assume that it's not that his din is finished after 11 months. That's why our Minhag is to say 11 months. Sfaradim say 12 months. That's their Minhag. But again, that's the Minhag of Ashkenazim. They still try to get the Amud Avelim. It's Machlokas, Ramosha and other Achronim, whether to get the Amud in the 12th month in Yud Beis Chodesh, but at least not to say Kaddish during the 12th month. Liachar Yud Beis Chodesh, Dini Avelim still stands till the Yahrzeit. Kaddish helps for the Neshama, but we want to assume that the Neshama of our Niftar does not need our help in the 12th month. No, that's maybe the Sfaradim Minhag. Don't take a chance. But we're saying no. We'd rather it's there's chus for us to treat them as a tzaddik. La'achar yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, guf on kala, v'nishmasa nisrefes, their guf is destroyed, their neshama is burnt, v'ruach mefaz rasan tachas kachbos geragli tzadikim, their spirit is scattered under the feet of the tzaddikim. Shnemar va'asosem rishayim, as it says in Malachi, the rishayim, you'll trample the rishayim, ki yu efer tachas kapos ragleichem, you'll be dust under their feet. Aval, so those last for 12 months, those poshei Yisrael begufan. Aval haminim, but heretics, Rashi says, people who misinterpret the Torah, sudukim ubaitusim, Rashi says, v'hamisoros, and people who are moser, the money of Jews, to Akum, v'ha'apikarsim, apikarsim, Rashi says, are people who are mevaza talmidei chachamim. That's the definition of an apikaris. Right, not stam, a colloquial apikaris. Somebody's mevaza talmidei chachamim. Somebody disgraces a talmid chacham. Shekafru batorah, those who deny the validity of Torah, that it's not min hashamayim. V'shekafru b'tchiyas amesim, somebody who denies our destiny. V'shepirshu midarkei tzibur, somebody who goes away from darkei hatzibur. So what does that mean? Somebody who goes away from darkei hatzibur. So Rashi says that we're not go-race this line because that's everything else is included in that. Everybody who's approached me darkei hatzibur, that is everybody. All the other categories are porish midarkei tzibur, but the Rambam has it as a separate category. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, he says, "Haporish midarkei tzibur, afal pi." Somebody does something different than the rest of the Klal Yisrael. Afal pi shelo aver averos. Even though you don't do any avera, ela nivdal me'adas Yisrael, you separate yourself from the congregation of Israel. Ve'ena osa mitzvos bichlalon, velo nichnas bitzarason, velo misane betanisam. You don't fast with them. You don't share the tzaras. You don't feel for your fellow Jew. Ela holich bedarko ke'echad migoye haaretz uki'ilu eno mehen ein lo chelak la'olam haba. Says the Rambam. Somebody who's Porish Bidarki at Seber, and we don't cry with Klal Yisrael, we don't laugh with Klal Yisrael, we don't take part in what Klal Yisrael is doing, even though we don't do any Avera. That itself, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Why? Olam Haba is for Klal Yisrael. Olam Haba is for somebody who is part of the Seber. Also for Chachmei Umos HaOlam, Tzadiki Umos HaOlam, but that's in a very important Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Gimel Yud Aleph. Against this Rashi, because Rashi here says it's not a separate category. The Rambam says it is. So all these people listed, Vishenasnu Chitisam Be'eretz Chaim, and also those who instill fear in others, we'll talk about later, Vishechatu Behechtiu Asarabim, or those who sin and cause others to sin, Kagon Yeravim Benavat, like Yeravim Bechaveirav, and his friends, all these people, Yordan Gehenim, they go to Gehenim, v'nidon v'baladori doros, and they never come out. They stay there forever. Shemar, as the pasuk says, v'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim haposhim bi, they will go out and see the corpses of those who rebelled against me. You need the end of the pasuk here. It's for Gomer. You got to look it up. The pasuk says, ki tola'asam lo tamus v'isham lo tichbe. Their decay will never die, and their fire will never get extinguished. So if you look in Yeshayahu, you'll notice that's the last pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu. But say Perak Samach Vav. So it says there's no way to finish. So Gemara says Gehenim Kala Vehenim Einan Kala. Even if the fires of Gehenim will be finished at one point in the future history, but their burning and punishment will never stop. Shneamar v'tzuram levalos Shaol. Their form, their tzur, will outlast Shaol. Shaol is another word to teach me to refer to Gehenim. The Kol Kach Lama, why is this terrible punishment for all of this list of people? Because they stretched out their hand against Zvul, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Shneamar Mizvul Lo, the end of that pasuk says Mizvul Lo, Vein Zvul Lo, Beis HaMikdash. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Bano Banisi Beis Zvul Lach. Shlomo HaMelech says, I built a Beis HaMikdash for you, Hashem. V'yaleim Amar Chana, regarding them, Chana says, Hashem Yechatim Rivav, Hashem will take care of his enemies. Okay, so there we have this this group of people that has nekama forever. Yeah.
All these averos are ben adam lamakom.
Except parsha midarkei tzibur is unclear. No, and shenasa chitisam beretz chaim is going to be ben adam lachavero. We'll see in a minute.
The first
chote omachti, right? That's but again, the first bunch are sure ben adam lamakom, correct?
And we say the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam.
Right. So which Beis HaMikdash it says Beis HaMikdash is the sinas chinam. So again, it's the Mefarshim deal with that, right? It says that many Jews, right, were the cause of it. What all of Klal Yisrael were violating these averes before the Beis HaMikdash? There's obviously some type of hidden message here. But you're right; these don't appear like sinas chinam.
Okay, there's a Beis Halevi in one of his drushas. The Beis Halevi says, he reads this Gemara and he says, interesting, so it sounds like in Gehenim there are two kinds of punishments, says the Beis Halevi. This is in Drosh Yud Gimel. Nekama and Nikayon, as he calls it. He says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us? Number one is Nekama. He says, these last group of people, it's because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a no came and no tear. He's vengeful for certain averos, and that's going to be the punishment. But he says, another aspect of Gehenim is what we saw on top. And that is Nikayon. He says, just like you wash a shirt when it's dirty, you wash it a little bit, you take it out, you let it dry, and now it's clean. That's another purpose of Gehenim. Gehenim is to cleanse those who need a little cleansing, who are a little stained. That's the Gemara on top that we had. So he said, that's what the Beis Halevi says, you see from this Gemara. Gehenim fulfills two purposes. Sometimes Nekama, sometimes Nikayon. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avin says, the next line of the Gemara, according to some Rishonim, the Ritva and others, is going back on the previous group. The ones that go down for a little bit and then are lifted up. Upneihem domin l'shulei kedera. Their faces, those who went down and came back up, are like the bottom of a pot. What does that mean? Says the Ritva. It's a beautiful mashal. You ever try to scrub a pot clean? Never gets totally clean. You can try to get it clean, but there's always be a roshen from what was cooked in there. It'll always be a little, you could try to feel it. So these people that went down to Gehenna, they're cleansed, but you know what? They'll always be a roshen. They're not going to be like the tzaddikim gemurim that never had to go down. So whenever we see a pot that we can never get clean, we've got to think of this gemara. We've got to take nechama that we can't get it clean, because that's this gemara. V'yama rava v'inu mishviri shviri d'b'nei mechuza. And these, say the Rava, some of the greatest beautiful people from Mechuzah are these people. The Marsha says Mechuzah was a very Oneg Olam Hazeh filled town, and therefore that was just an illusion that some of those people who spent too much time in pleasures of Olam Hazeh will end up there. Umikrin b'nei Gehenim. And the Gemara says that these people also that went down for a little bit, they will be affected forever. They will be called the b'nei Gehenim. People who used to be there. Again, obviously, we know that the Gemara about Tzadikim Bali Tshuva stand or Tzadikim Geburim don't stand. So we have to fit this Gemara a little bit with that. But this is about the din of the future. Period. Amar Mar. So let's talk about what we were referring to before. Beisilo Omer Rav Chesed Mata Klapi Chesed. Beisilo says that Hashem is going to take the Beinonim and just treat them and tip the scale to Chesed. What does he do with the pasuk that Beis Shammai used, that really he's going to send down the Beinonim to Gehenna for a little bit to get cleansed? No, that pasuk is referring to those who were, again, we didn't define this term yet, but those who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan, those who are negligent with their bodies. So Gemara says, one second, Poshe Begufan ha'amar lesu takanta. No, those people were on the list of people who never came up. Leslu takanta. Says Gemara, no. Ki leslu takanta b'rov avonos. If somebody has more averos than mitzvos, and one of those averos is poshe yisrael b'gufan, so then that's the group that's never going to come up. But hacha mechza avonos mechza schuyos. But if somebody's half and half, so then it depends. V'isbehu nami avon deposhe yisrael b'gufan lo sagile de la ve'hevesi yis ha-shlishes ve'esh. If somebody's half and half, but one of his averos is poshe yisrael b'gufan, so then they're going to have to go to Gehenna a little bit and then come up and get cleansed. V'yam lav, but if they're pure half and half without the avera of poshe yisrael b'gufan, so then v'rav chesed matak lapi chesed. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to tip the scale and they won't have to go down there at all. Period. V'yalein amar David, about these people, about this idea of Rav Mata Klapi Chesed, David says, Ahav Tikish Mi Hashem, Darash Rava, Maidach, say, Rava Darshin is what we're all going to say in a few minutes. Ahav Tikish Mi Hashem, I love Hashem, Chas Hashem hears me. Amar Kodeses Yisrael B'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Jews say in front of Hashem, Rabboni Shel Olam, Emasa Ani Ahuva, when am I loved in front of Hashem, Lefanecha, in front of you? Bizman Sha'ata Shomea Kol Tachnunai. Right, that's the next pasuk, when you hear my voice. Dalosi v'li Yehoshia, afapisha dala ali min ha-mitzvos, li na'e lahoshia. Even though I am poor for mitzvos, Hashem, you still save me, and that's why I feel loved to you. So that's how Rava darshins the psukim of Hala. Period. Poshe Yisrael begufan ma'inehu. So now let's get to some definitions of the terms. What is a posheya Yisrael begufo? A negligent of Israel in their body. Amar Rav. Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. A skull which does not wear tefillin. Somebody shouldn't say me'olam. Somebody doesn't wear tefillin. What does wear tefillin? Tefillin is so unique. Tosfos here says only obviously b'mezid. If you don't wear tefillin, b'mezid. If you don't wear tefillin because your person's worried that they can't keep a guf naki, can't keep a clean body, so then that's not included here. But if somebody doesn't wear tefillin, dafka b'mezid. So the Ran here on this Gemara in the back, the Ran says it means all mitzvahs aseh. Anybody doesn't do a mitzvahs aseh on purpose forever. That's the Ran. The Gemara still says tefillin. So why dafka tefillin? So I mentioned this before, but it's always worth mentioning again. That is Rav Shechter's article in Eretz HaTzvi on page Chav Ches. Rav Shechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that there are sometimes we find brachos related to mitzvahs which don't seem to be run-of-the-mill brachas ha-mitzvahs. A brachas ha-mitzvah we know. Asher k'dashan ha-mizazav izivanu al-hamila. Izivanu al-natilas lulav. Mikra Megillah, shofar. But then there are some others. L'haknisu b'vritza shalavram avinu. What kind of bracha is that? That's done, connected to a mitzvah, but you already have a bracha of mitzvah, alamila. Vitzivana, arayo, zaglam, zarusos. What kind of bracha is that under the chuppah? Is that a bracha of mitzvah? So why don't you just say, asher k'dashan mitzvah, l'kadesh ha'isha. Or tefillin. So the first one, asher k'dashan mitzvah, l'aniach tefillin, fine. But what about al mitzvah tefillin? What kind of bracha is that? So you have all these. So what kind of brachas are these? Are these just shevach v'hodah? We know there are three categories of brachos. Brachas ha-mitzvos, brachas ha-nehenin, on pleasure, and brachas shevach v'hodah, a praise. So are all of these just shevach v'hodah? But they're done in the context of a mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, and Rav Shechter explains it here, and that is no. There are two kinds of brachas ha-mitzvos. There's a bracha on a maisa ha-mitzvah, and there's a bracha on the action, and there's a bracha also on a chalos ha-mitzvah. When there's a certain effect, when there's a status change that is occurring, I make a bracha as a recognition of that status change. When it's connected to a mitzvah. So think of all the examples that we just gave. Eishes ish. A woman is now an eishes ish. You make a bracha. V'tzivon ala arayz v'asalonos arusos. That's a recognition of for status change of eishes ish. By a bris mila. The mol says an alamila. The father says v'hachniso, because that's the kid's a mahul. He's nichnas tachas Yisrael now. Now he's a full Jew. So what's the chiddush of tefillin? Tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin is a bracha nachalos. Ah, you might, what do you mean, Rabbi? It's al shel yad shel rosh, two mitzvahs, two brachas. No, because if you look in the Ramah says if you only have one tefillin, you only have a shel rosh, you make two brachas on the tefillin, shel rosh. Haraya, that it's not one bracha on the shel yad, one bracha on the shel rosh. Lahaniach tefillin is really the brachas on mitzvah on both. And that's why the Mechaber Paskins, like Rambam and the others, they only make one bracha on tefillin. Right, Ashkenazim, we make another bracha with a Baruch Shem. Not for now. But really, there's only one bracha on tefillin. So al mitzvahs is a bracha on the chalos. What's the chalos? What kind of chalos are we talking about? There's no mahol, there's no eshes ish. That's the chiddush of our Gemara. Our Gemara is the Raya. When a person wears tefillin, there's a chalos. He's a different person when he wears tefillin. And as a recognition of that, al mitzvahs tefillin. Our Gemara, Karkafta, the Gavra that does not wear tefillin. Where else do you see this? So whenever we discuss this, we quoted a Rambam and we quoted Maritz Chais. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin. The Rambam says the end of Hilchas Tefillin. Dalav Chafei. The Rambam says that Kedushas Tefillin Kedushasim Gedolahi. Shekolz Man Shatfillin Barosho Shel Adam Baal Zroo Hu Ana V'Yerei Shemayim. Whenever he has Tefillin on, he's humble. He's a Yerei Shemayim. Ve'inu Nimshach B'Schok V'Sicha B'Teila. Ve'inu Mahar Her B'Achshav Zroos. He's a different person when he wears Tefillin. He's a Gavra Shemanach Tefillin. Not like the Ran. Any mitzvah. It's Dafka Tefillin. And we also, the Maritz Chayis uses this in the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the fifth parak, where we have a story there that Abaya is sitting and in front of Rava, and Abaya is smiling a little bit. He's taking it easy. He's relaxing. And Rava sees him that he's smiling a little too much, and Rava says to him, "Vigilu Barada!" He screams at him. He says, you gotta be trepidation. So Abaya answered, "Don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin." End of story. What's going on when I'm wearing tefillin? Maris Chai says, "Oh, Rambam!" On this Gemara. Maris Chai says, "Where's the source of the Rambam?" This Gemara in Brachas. Why? Because he said, "I'm wearing tefillin, therefore I'm a different person. Don't worry about it. I'm in a different state when I'm wearing tefillin." So the Maris Chai from that Gemara in Brachas quotes this Rambam. He says, that's where the Rambam got it from. But this is the key Gemara. Karkafta de Lomanach tefillin is a Poshia Yisrael begufan. Okay, let's continue. There's a beautiful Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara also. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll say it. Poshe, so begufan. Poshe, next. Fifth medium line. Poshe, umos ha'olam begufan. What is a negligent of the umos ha'olam begufan? Amarav ba'aveira. It means ba'aveira. What does aveira mean? Last tosfos, arayas. You somebody, right? We know one of the seven b'nei Noach is also gili arayas. So that's what is a poshe umos ha'olam begufan. V'shenasnu chitisim eretz chayim. Those who instill fear in the eretz chayim. What is that? Amarav chista. That's referring to somebody. Zeparnas ha'matal eime yiseira latzibur shelo l'shem shemayim. Somebody who instills a leader, who instills fear in the tzibur, not for good purposes. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Parnas Amatel Emas Yisei Ral Atzibur, Shelo L'Shem Shamayim. Anybody who instills extra fear in others, in a Roa Ben Talmud Chacham, he does not have a Ben Talmud Chacham. He's taking so much power for himself, there's not going to be any power that he gets. Shenemar, as it says, L'chein Yirei Uhu Anashim, he tries to instill fear people, Lo Yirei Kol Chachmei Leif, he won't see a Talmud Chacham. Beisela Omerim, Rav Chesed Mata Klapi Chesed, Hechi Avid, how exactly does Hashem tip the scales to make by this person who's half and half, what does he do? Look at this machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kofsho. Rabbi Eliezer says he kaviyachol pushes down the mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs way down and the aviras go up. He pushes down the mitzvahs. Shneamar Yashuv Yerachameinu Yechvosh Avonoseinu. He outweighs the avonos. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Omer Nosei. No, he lifts up the aviras. Right, so that's it. That's why the scale is way down. Doesn't push down the mitzvahs, but he picks up the averus. Shenemar nosei avon va'over al pesha. Right, he lifts up, he carries the avonos. Now, the Sfasema says maybe the difference is between tshuva mitoch yira, tshuva mitoch ahava. Tshuva mitoch yira, so you're focusing on your averus, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift up your averus. But tshuva mitoch ahava, then he's going to, you know, if you're really trying down mitoch ahava, he's going to push down your averus, he's giving chashivas to the mitzvahs. Either way, there's probably a lot more on this machlokas. Do you focus on the mitzvahs, or do you focus on the averus? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Baba Rishon Rishon. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, he, just one by one, the first Avera that a person does, he wipes it away. He takes it away, he doesn't mention it. He doesn't count it. Therefore, that's why it's not going to be half and half, because there's going to be one less. V'chein Yamida, and that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Amar Rava, V'yavon Atzma Yino Nimchak. But that one that he took away, it doesn't disappear. Hashem holds it with him, because if it ends up that the person is not mechsa mechsa, if it ends up he has more avonas, Hashem will throw this one back in the pot. He only is going to do this chesed if a person is half and half. Period. Next, if somebody lets things slide, very important Gemara, if somebody is mavir al midosav, then Hashem will be mavir on his sins. Mita keneged mita. Shneimar nosei avon va'over al pesha. Somebody that pasik, lemi nosei avon, to who will Hashem carry their sin? Lemi sha'over al pesha. If somebody lets things go, if I let wrongs, you know, go, Hashem will let wrongs go. And here's the story. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua chalash. Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua was sick, deathly ill. All Rav Papa l'shilibe. Rav Papa went to see how he was doing. Chazi d'chalash le'alma. He saw that he was at. We saw he was about to die. Omer lehu. So Rav Papa says to the others assembled there, Savisavle zavdasa, get the tachrichin ready. Get the tachrichin ready. You know, we're gonna need the shrouds ready. We're gonna need it soon. The Aruch Haner said it must be that he really thought he was like dead, because we know there's a halacha. You're not allowed to say things like this in front of a goses. You know, it's gonna cause them to die. Chas v'shalom. So it must be, says Aruch Haner, he mamish thought that he was gone, because he never would have done such a thing. But either way, l'sof ispach. Then later on, he got better and he was healed. So Havi Mitzvah for Papa Lemechzer. Papa was very embarrassed to go in front of Rav Huna because he said this thing and he's all embarrassed now. So Amalei my chazis. But either way, they asked him, what did you see there? What did you see when you were like in this state? Amar in Hachi Havi. Really, I was really basically dead. So Rav Papa was right. He shouldn't be embarrassed. I was basically gone. The Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I saw the judgment happening. But Hashem told the Bezdin up there, because this person is not mokim, he doesn't take things personally, he's mavro midosab, lo takum bahade. So I'm going to let things slide, send him back down a little bit. Shenemar, nosei avon va'over al pesha, lemi nosei avon la'over pesha. The next time somebody wrongs us, the next time somebody cuts us off on the highway, let's remember this Gemara. Nosei avon over al pesha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't take things so seriously, so personally, and I won't take things so personally either. Shavus Nachalaso, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Alya Vakotzba. This last line, this last two words of the Pasuk in Micha, is an Alya, it's a fat tail, meaning it's something juicy and fatty, but there's a thorn inside, meaning it's not the greatest thing. L'sheiris Nachalaso, V'lo L'chol Nachalaso. To the remnants of his Nachla, Hashem will do good, but not for his whole Nachla. What does that mean? Let me shemezim asma kishirayim. Somebody who puts themselves like leftovers. Somebody who lets himself be stepped on. You know, that's a person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of. Period. Next, Rav Huna. Rami. Rav Huna asked the stira. Ksiv tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, ksiv chas b'chol ma'asav, is Hashem tzadik. A tzadik is mashba that he's exactly does the din. Tzedek. Chasidus is like beyond. So b'tchila tzadik b'sof chasid. He starts off being a tzadik, And then Hashem later on sees that the world cannot survive with din, so he turns into using his midah of chesed. Rabbi Lazar Rami, k'sibah l'cha Hashem chesed v'ksiv ki atah teshalem l'ishkamaseyu. One pasuk says that Hashem does chesed. Another pasuk says that Hashem gives each person their due. So again, b'tchila ki atah teshalem k'maseyu. First, Hashem tries to give us what exactly we deserve, u'l'basof, and when he sees that we can't do it, u'l'cha Hashem chesed. Then he does chesed. Ilfi Vamri La Ilfa Rami, another stira, Ksiv, Rav Chesed, Ksiv, Ve'emes, Betchila Ve'emes, Ulbasov, Ve'rav Chesed. He strives truth, and then Chesed. Right as we had the Gemara, the Chazal, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tried to create the world, Bedin, he saw that it couldn't last, so that's why he was Meshatev, Rachamim. Right, Bereshis Bara Elohim, right, first started with Elohim, and then later on comes Shem Hashem. Vayav Hashem Alpana Vayikra, right, this Gemara is the source for Slichas. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yamali Mikra Kasa V'yefshala Amro, were not that the Pasuk alluded to this following graphic image, we would not be able to say it. Malameid, it teaches us, Shinus Atev HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'shliach Tzibur, Hashem wrapped himself in a talus like a chazan, that's the makar for a chazan wearing a talus by Slichus, the Heralo L'Moshe Seder Tvila, and he showed to Moshe what to daven. Amar lo, and Hashem said, whenever the Jews sin, do in front of me like this Seder, and I will be mochel to them. Which Seder is the Yigim Omidos? Hashem, Hashem, Kal Rachim Chanan. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about. The Bali Musa pointed out, it doesn't say, Yomar Lefanai Keseder Azeh. It says, Ya'asu Lefanai Keseder Azeh. You can't just say it. You got to act that way too. Ya'asu Lefanai Keseder Azeh. Do it. Be a Rachim, be a Chanan, be an Erech HaPayim. You got to be Ya'asu Lefanai Keseder Azeh. So now we talk about some of the midos. Hashem, Hashem, right? Those are the first two words. What is Hashem, Hashem? Anihu kodim sheyachta ha'adam, ba'anihu la'achar sheyachta ha'adam. V'yasa tshuva. Am Hashem before a person sins, am Hashem after a person sins, and he does tshuva. There's like eight different shittas, which we're not going to go into now. What exactly are the 13 midos? Because there are more than 13 words in that paragraph. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum. Rachum Chanun, like where do you put the commas? There's about eight different shitas in the Rishonim here. Tosafot talks about it, the Rosh, the Rambam. Everybody has their own shita. Okay, you can look into it. Exactly what are the Yud Gimel Midos? Rav Chesed Emes, at the end, knows a Chesed Alafim. Where do you put the commas? It's a major, major issue. Okay, but the first two here discussed is, I am Hashem before the person sins, I am Hashem after the person sins. Meaning, and Hashem is a Rachum even before we sin. Ask the Rosh, what do we need Rachmanis for before we sin? We didn't sin yet. That's the Rosh on this Gemara. What do we need Rachmanis for? So the Rosh gives two answers. Number one, Hashem knows that we're going to sin. And he still gives us Rachmanis. Number two, maybe it's talking about the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah, we get punished even for the Machshava of Avodah Zarah. It's even before we do it. So that's the second idea. But that's the first Rosh is the one that is quoted. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we're going to sin. But he's still Bechai us. He still gives us Chizuk.
I thought because when you think about Avodah Zarah, that is Avodah Zarah.
When you think about Avodah Zarah, is that, okay, let's say you think about, I'm going to do Avodah Zarah. Okay, you think about the Havamina.
Right.
The Havamina. Okay. Kel Rachav HaChanun, Am Rav Yehuda Bris Krusa, Yugim Omidos, Eina Chozes Reikon. There's a promise Hashem made that the Yugim Omidos will never return empty-handed. Shenemar Hinei Anochi Kareis Bris. As the Pasuk says, I will make a covenant. That is why the end of Ne'ilah, we say it over and over and over again. Right, some of them are like, why can't we say other things? What do we have to say this? We say three lines, then we say Yugim Omidos again. Then three lines, Yugim Omidos. No, because Yugim Omidos, that's the Ikar. Hashem Baruch Hu says he's never going to not accept this. That's why in the old Nuscha'os, they said, Slichas, they said Yugim Omidos by every tefillah on Yom Kippur. We say it by Ma'ariv and by Ne'ilah. But Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha, we don't have it. Rav Soloveitchik was machmir to take the old Nuschos and add it in even during the other tefillahs. But there's this version. In some old Machzarim, you find it. But again, that is Yugim Omidos, that's an Iker. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola Shuvah, Shemagres Dino, Gzar Dino Shal Adam. Shuvah is great that it rips up the Gzar Dino of a person. Shenemar, Hashmin Lev Ha'am Azeb. This nation has gotten fat. The heart has gotten fat, and its ears and eyes have gotten heavy. Whoa, how I wish that their eyes would see and their ears would hear. And then they'll be healed. Meaning, Yeshayo is saying, I wish, meaning it would work if they would do tshuva. Maybe that pasuk is talking about before Gzar Din. How do you know that pasuk is teaching me that tshuva could even rip up a Gzar Din? It says to be healed.
Refua means healing. That must be after the gzardin. You don't need a refua if you're not sick yet. It says if you do tshuva, bein tayim, in durag aseres you made tshuva, you get mechila, lo shav bein tayim afilu. And if you didn't do tshuva, durag aseres you made tshuva, afilu hevi kol elein vayosha ba'olam, ein mochlen lo. Even if you bring all the animals in the world for kabanis, you don't get mechila. So you see, after exartin, it doesn't work. You can't be korea. Lo kasha habi yachid abet tzibur. No, the difference is yachid and tzibur. A yachid cannot change Gzardin, but a tzibur, like we had yesterday in Tosfos, can change Gzardin. Ask the Turi Evan on this Gemara. Remember that story we had in Maseches Brachos about Chizkiyo HaMelech? Chizkiyo is on his deathbed. Yeshayahu Navi comes to visit him. Chizkiyo says, what did I do wrong? Yeshayahu says, you didn't get married. He says, oh, I see I'm going to have a son, Menashe. Terrible son. So Yeshayahu says, B'hadi kashi rachman alamalach. Don't worry about the hidden things of Hashem. You do what you're supposed to do. So he says, you know what? So how about give me your daughter? I'll marry your daughter, Yeshayahu. Maybe the schluss of both of us will help. So Yeshayahu says, sorry, the gzar din has already occurred. The last line of the Gemara, Chizkiyo says, be quiet, Yeshayahu. Afilu cherev chadim unachas arosha shel adam, al yimona atzmon arachamim. Even if there's a gzar din already, you know, you can fight back. And it ends up that he davened and he got 15 more years to his life. So ask the Turei Evan. What do you mean by Yachad? It doesn't work. How did Chizkiyo do it? So either you have to say Chizkiyo is unique, he's special, he's tremendous Torah, Torasu, Umnaso, or, what's the other answer? Din of a Melech. A Melech is din of a Tzibur. Right? You find in other cases, it says that a Melech has different halachas. A Melech is like a Tzibur.
Tomorrow they want
to
say about Eli.
About Eli, right. Din Tzibur. So you have, sometimes you have certain national personalities that are din of a Tzibur, so that's the Torah Evan here says. Two answers for Chizkiyo, HaMelech. Hashem's eyes are always on Eretz Yisrael. Etim l'tovav, etim l'ra, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. Etim l'tovav ketzai, what do you mean for the good? That Hashem's eyes are on, right, what does the pasuk say? So the Gemara is going to say, when are Hashem's eyes good at the end of the year? Ketzad? If Bnei Yisrael were wicked, Barash Hashanah, Upaslam Gshah, Mimuatim, and they only had a little rain, Nifsak for them, Lesov Chazur Bahen, and then they did Shuva, Lohos Valeni Efshah Shakarin Gzera, Hashem can't change the Gzera because it was already decreed. Elak Hadish Baruchu Morida Bizmana, but what will Hashem do if they did Shuva? Hashem will give them the specific rain that they need in the specific spots that they need it the most. Al Haaretz Hatzricha Lahem, Akolafi Aretz. That's Latova. Zeitim l'ra ketzad. What about l'ra? The opposite. Harisha Yisrael tzadikim gemur on Rosh Hashanah. If in Israel were great on Rosh Hashanah, and pasulim kshamim Reuben, Hashem said you're going to get a lot of rain. L'sov chazur b'hen, and at the end they were chozer bo, and they started doing bad. L'fachas mani after shakarin exur gzeira. Hashem can't change the gzeira and give them less. But what's Hashem going to do? Elakar shbarachem a reason shalom bezmanan ala arshi in esrichalem. He's going to give them a lot of rain when they don't need it in places where they don't need it, like in the middle of forests and on the ocean. So says the Gemara, finishing the question. What do you mean? I thought by a tzibur that the gzardin could change. So what do you mean he can't change it? Why can't he change the gzardin? So the Gemara says, no, shani hasim de'efshar b'hachi. Hashem won't do a change if he could get by without it. If he could give you the reward and give you the good rain in another way and figure it out that way, so then he's not going to change the gzardin. But really, me'ikra din, he can. Tashma, one more. Psukim say in Tehillim, Yardei ha'abani yos asei malacha mayim arbim, those people who go out in boats, they're on the water, heimaros somasi Hashem. The Gemara talks about this a number of times, that the boat people have, the people who work on boats have tremendous yiras shamayim. Why? Because they're always in such dangerous situations. Vayomer vayamed ruach sara, a storm will come, utromim galav, and the waves will get high, yachog vino kishikar, the boat will be shaking like a drunkard, v'chulu vayitzako al Hashem atzalohem, they'll scream out to Hashem, v'chulu yodul Hashem chasto, v'chulu, and Hashem will, and then they'll thank Hashem. So the Gemara now darshins those psukim. Asalhen samanios. There are, just like we know, there are upside down, backwards nuns in Bahaloscha. So also in Tehillim, in this parak, there are some nunin hafuchin. Ka'achin v'rakin shabbat Torah. Just like exclusions in the Torah. Like achin rakin, the Torah means to exclude. Lomar lacha, to teach me that sa'aku kodim gzardin nanin, sa'aku lacha gzardin einan nanin. If these people on the boat screamed out before the gzardin, then they will be answered. But after the gzardin, they will not be answered. Question mark. What do you mean? Isn't it tzibur? Aren't they answered even after the gzardin? Answers the Gemara, Hani nami ki yechidin damu. No, these people on the boat are like yechidim. What does that mean? What do they mean they're like yechidim? Ask the nitziv on this Gemara. What do you mean they're like yechidim? There's a bunch of people on a boat. So how are they like yechidim? So says the Shem Yishmuel. You could have a lot of people all together, and you could be considered yechidim.
You could have one person, and they could be considered a rabbin. We just had Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He's called a rabbin because he's the king. You could have a bunch of people on the boat, but the people on the boat, they don't know each other. They don't feel for each other. They're not davening for the person next to me on the bench, the other guy who has the tzaris in shul. That's not a tzibur. You could have 1,000 people. They're all yechidim. You could have 20 people in a shul who daven for each other and feel like a tzibur, and they know each other's lives, and they're davening for each other. That's a tzibur. Says the Avnei Nezer, says the Shemi Shmuel, it doesn't go by physical how many people are there. These people on the boat don't know each other. They're davening for themselves. That's a yachid. That's not Korei the Gzardin. Tzibur means we daven as a klal, we daven as a unit. That's what it means. So Hani Nami, even those people on the boat, yechidim damu. They're like yechidim. A tzibur is somebody who davens together. Elagam lo roe lo rak b'tzara b'vada, elagam esaras chavera roe tzara shalo. Aguda kazosha yechidim kruya tzibur. Right? You don't see the tzaras are a pratis, but you see everybody together. Okay? Today's shiur. We'll stop here. Menachem needs about 3 hours tomorrow, so you'll start at 6 a.m. And as Hashem, we will pick up as Hashem on Sunday. Tomorrow is like 3 or 4 mentions of Hanukkah. Tomorrow's daf. On the last day of Hanukkah. Unbelievable. So it's Hanukkah, and then we'll continue on Hashem Sunday. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Kahn family, Elazar ben Yisachar Dov.